You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
Almost every religion has a basic belief that there's a good God who lives in a good place and who's looking for good people. Now, that's where Christianity departs from all the other religions. Yes, we believe that our God is good and that he dwells in a good place, but God is not looking for good people, but rather for sinners. He's looking for sinners who are willing to admit that they do not need a second chance or even help, but rather sinners who admit their guilt and realize that what they need is mercy. Jesus said in Matthew 5:7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." See, in this verse, Jesus uses the word merciful and mercy in an interesting play of words. He says, "Blessed are the merciful." The word merciful only appears two times in the entire New Testament, and it has a more general meaning of being compassionate with others. Then he says, "For they will receive mercy." The word mercy has a much broader significance. It not only signifies compassion, but that of divine salvation as well. The fact is that mercy is what we most want when our guilt for the wrongs we've done is exposed, or we're in a position or situation in which we can't help ourselves. But oftentimes, mercy is what we least want to extend when the guilt of those who have done us wrong is exposed, or when we see others in need. Yet it's so important that we choose to practice mercy with one another because God blesses the merciful. Maybe a better way to explain this concept is not to interpret what Jesus said, but allowing Jesus himself to expand upon what he said. In Luke chapter 6, verses 32-36, Jesus said, "Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful."